Go ahead.
Well, why did the 418 fail tech?
The rear toe was off. We've come up with a new process for post-qualifying and post-race that measures rear toe. Teams ask for it because, you know, you guys have all heard the word skew and everybody talking about that. Well, this is a way to police that. Teams asked for it. We instituted, and they didn't pass. The others passed.
Was this done through the laser platform?
Yes, sir.
Which is a new addition this year, correct?
No.
Using it after qualifying?
Yes. Yes, it is. A new procedure. Teams requested.
And this is something you guys are just checking after qualifying and after the race, right?
No, we check it.
You check it pre.
We check it pre-qualifying as well.
So they passed pre-qualifying and did
not
pass.
That's correct.
And would there be any further penalties, or are you done with this?
No, it's just qualifying time disallowed. It would be a different scenario if they should fail post-race. There would probably be penalties involved in that.
What are the tolerances that we're talking about?
It's 0.15 degrees of rear toe over more than pre-qualifying. So we give them a tolerance to work with for going out there and running their cars. It's not exactly the same tolerance as it is pre. So we give them some, but they took a little more.
Is it related in all to the new downforce package? Any connection?
No, sir. No correlation to that whatsoever.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Well, yeah. Assume this is a performance rule, not a safety rule.
That's correct.
Very good. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.